Well, in South Africa, the wealth disparity there is clearly evident in the Alexandra township. It's located just a few kilometres from the Sandton district that's often referred to as Africa's richest square mile. One person there described the economic injustices.
Hi, my name is Raymond Libelo, unemployed youth from Alexandra in Johannesburg, South Africa. Well, living here in Alex is a daily challenge, because most of the people who are based here are unemployed. So therefore, we make means to survive. Sandton is the richest square mile in Africa. Here in Alex, we've got two malls that we frequently use on a day-to-day basis. Sandton is a place that we require or consider as a place of privilege. The unemployment rate here in Alex is very rife. In actual fact, if you would pass here on a normal working day, you'd swear that there's no person working in this area. Because at around 11, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, you'd find the streets full with people who are walking around, hopeless, looking for jobs and who have nothing to do. We have five high schools that have to, you know, serve a population that is as high as this one. Already as we speak, the schools that have over 70 learners in one classroom can tell you the results or the quality of education that we're being succumbed to. Every morning, the first sight when I look outside of my window is the view of Sandton and its beautiful landscape and high-end buildings. And that on its own leaves me in a space of hopelessness, feeling rejected by the government that we so believe in. But also, I think one can't help but have mixed feelings. Whenever you look at that conditions as well, you have an element of feeling hope. There's a bit of hope that comes to your mind, knowing that there's people who come from Alex who are now living in Sandton. And we are hopeful that one day, maybe when our prayers are answered, we'll one day end up living in those areas.